I grew up in a family with seven children, and we always had enough food. In fact, we had more than enough. I remember many a Sunday dinner when my dad would take a dish of food that hadn't been emptied, saying, "Pass it around till it's gone." Even with those occasional eat everything leftovers were a way of life. Today's Bible story is about leftovers. Jesus blessed 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and that blessing fed 5,000 men. Now, adding the women and children, it's estimated that we could call this story the feeding of the 20,000. All ate. All were filled. And there were 12 baskets of leftovers. Meals are a central experience for us humans. Meals are supposed to provide us with nourishment, with companionship, with renewal. But meals don't always do that. The first recorded meal in the scripture didn't go very well. Adam and Eve ate a forbidden meal in the Garden of Eden. The consequences of that meal were disastrous. As believers, our calling is to participate in meals that are good for us. Unfortunately, there are many meals in today's climate where certain subjects must be avoided to prevent disastrous results. But fortunately, more and more people are learning how to navigate meals so that goodness prevails. Today's Bible story refers to a meal that ended in disaster. The evil, selfish, greedy King Herod gathered his family and friends for a meal. And the king's selfishness resulted in the beheading of John the Baptist, a cousin of Jesus. It's a sad state of affairs when meals end in disaster, in fighting, in division, even in death. Herod's murderous meal was distressing and depressing to Jesus. He needed to get away from it all. So he temporarily left his ministry to reflect and to pray, to grieve. But the people didn't give Jesus much time off. They found him. It was a large crowd, usually estimated to be about 20,000 people. The storyteller Matthew tells us one of the most important things we know about Jesus. He had compassion for them. Compassion. In that compassion, he healed the sick and he fed the large crowd. Now, Matthew doesn't tell us why the large crowd followed Jesus. Sometimes, if not usually, we assume that it was out of some selfishness, only to get their physical and spiritual needs taken care of. But I wonder, they probably knew, they certainly knew that Jesus was grieving the death of his cousin. Maybe, just maybe, they went after Jesus because they cared about him. Sometimes the preacher needs to be cared for. Even the Messiah needed blessings. The sermon today is titled, "We All Need Blessings." That includes everyone, even a grieving Messiah. So I've never thought of it this way before, but this feeding of the 20,000 might well have been a funeral dinner. People gathered to support their grieving rabbi. But of course, this was no ordinary rabbi, and Lutheran potlucks hadn't been invented yet. So Jesus provided the food for the meal with the help of a meager amount of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. So this meal that day was a meal where Jesus was blessed by the people. And then in turn, Jesus blessed the people with divine abundance. And there were leftovers so that the people could have food for another day and so that they could share the leftovers with others. Two months ago in a sermon, I spoke about chaos in our lives. I said chaos happens. I also said chaos never wins. In that sermon, I shared that in my daily prayers, I have a list of 10 types of chaos. And as part of my daily prayers, I pray a blanket prayer for anyone who has chaos in their lives. I pray for those, the list of 10 is stress, anxiety, frustration, depression, grief, anger, fear, loneliness, overwhelmingness, and misery. Today's sermon inspired me to add a new list to my daily prayers, and I've already added it. It's a list of blessings. And since there were 12 baskets of leftovers, I made a list of 12 blessings for my daily prayer. Every day now, I'll be praying that God will give people these 12 blessings. Inner peace, shalom. Comfort, compassion, forgiveness, belonging, healing, strength, perseverance, wisdom, rest, hope, eternity. As I wrote this sermon, I thought we might have a different title. We all need leftovers. When Jesus had compassion on the people and has compassion on us, Jesus feeds us and Jesus blesses us so much that then there were 12 baskets of leftovers, 12 baskets of blessings, enough to share with others. And what we as the people of God share with each other and with others is inner peace, shalom, comfort, compassion, forgiveness, belonging, healing, strength, perseverance, wisdom, rest, hope. We share eternity. A couple minutes ago, I referred to a phrase for meals in the modern church, potluck. Now, actually, that word's been around for about 500 years. It originally referred to meals in an inn or in a home where there was no set menu and people brought their food and they all placed what they brought in a common pot. So guests took their chances, luck, as to what they were going to eat. Now, of course, we use the term today for sharing random dishes when we gather for a meal. Thank goodness we don't mix them all together into a single pot. Ugh. But when we have a potluck, there are always leftovers. I'd like to suggest that the 12 baskets of leftovers in today's story are for us to turn the world into a potluck meal of blessings. And in the spirit of the teachings of Jesus, We need to make sure that those who are down on their luck are blessed by us. I began my sermon with these words. I grew up in a family with 7 children. We always had enough food. In fact, we had more than enough. I still belong to that family. Now I belong to a family of believers with countless children, God's children. We always have enough blessings and more than enough blessings. I belong to a family where every member of the family needs God's blessings. I belong to a family who receives abundant blessings from God, and we pay them forward. I belong to a family where God gives enough blessings, leftovers, for us to share with the world. I belong to a family with an abundance of inner peace, shalom, comfort, compassion, forgiveness, belonging, healing, strength, perseverance, wisdom, rest, hope, eternity. These blessings that God gives us are literally never ending. These blessings are with us now and will be with us for all eternity. Let us pray. Bring to mind your personal needs and bring to mind the needs of those you love. Bring to mind the needs of all God's children. God hears our needs. God sees our needs. Listen to what God is saying to all who need blessings. God speaks to the need by saying, receive. Receive. Receive.